I am Geraldine Brown, and I am here interviewing Emily Rooney. This interview is being held at the Extension Office in Lone Oak County, Arkansas, in the County of Lone Oak, on December the 14th, 2011. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Would you please state your name and spell your name, and indicate that you are willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio, film, and transcript available to others.
I'm Emily Rooney, E-M-I-L-E-A-R-O-O-N-E-Y. And I give my permission to record this.
Emily, how are you associated with the Extension Homemakers Program? Are you a member or are you a professional?
I am a member of the Lone Oak County Extension Homemakers. I have belonged to the Extension Service since 1979, and I'm still past president of the Extension Homemakers now.
All right, have you held any offices in your local unit?
Yes, I was president and secretary of the Sylvania Community Tri-Community Homemakers Club.
Have you ever belonged to any other club besides the Tri-Community?
No, I haven't. Well, no, let me say, I started out with the Butlerville Club, but I couldn't be in the club all the time and do the things that they did because I was still presently working.
Okay. Are you still a member of the Sylvania Club?
Yes, I'm still a member of the Sylvania Club. In fact, I was the one, along with Gail Sykes, that started that club.
All right, and do you have any special remembrances of that, the first meetings or the first club that you attended?
Yes, we met in the old schoolhouse that was the Sylvania Schoolhouse out in the Sylvania community.
Emily, why did you want to join?
Why did I want to join? There was a time in my life when my children were getting ready to leave home, and I knew that I, as being a mother, I couldn't stand to be alone by myself and with my husband without my children around.
Well, why have you continued your membership through all the years?
Well, it is a good thing to be in because I enjoy doing the things that we do in the community, working in the county fair, and being with the good people that do work in Extension Homemakers.
Well, Emily, you are involved on the local basis. Have you ever gone to the state council meetings?
Yes, I went to the state council meetings for a number of years till I got where I couldn't walk and keep up with all the exciting things that was going on.
While you were there, did you ever present a program or one of the work projects?
When we had the national convention that came to Little Rock, I helped on the committee that was doing one of the luncheons, and we made the Arkansas Blossom flower, and I made several of those, and we decorated for that, and I have given programs in other counties.
Okay. Emily, how has the Extension Homemakers touched your life?
This is one special group that has always been special to me because it is a learning and teaching organization.
I know that you're very interested in the history of Lone Oak County Extension Homemakers. Is there anything you might want to tell us about that history?
Yes, the history of Lone Oak County began in 1930, but it was presently, they was working in the clubs, started the clubs then in 1930, but in 20 years before that, they were having clubs around. It wasn't really clubs, it was just learning how to make mattresses and canning, and they had poultry clubs and better home club programs.
Emily, I know that you've worked with a lot of people in the county fair and with the ladies here in our organization. What have you found out about working with other people?
Well, you deal with all kinds of people when you work in the county fair, but working here with the Extension Homemakers, it is a great organization to be working with because, like I said before, we're all a learning and teaching group, and working with different people, that's one of the things that I have learned most, how to work with different types of people.
Is there one activity that you would say that you really have enjoyed through the years more than others?
The most activity that I really got in was when we was doing a tailoring workshop, and I really got involved in that, and I went on and I was learned to be a teacher in culture of sewing.
So what you have learned here in Homemakers Extension Council has been able to go ahead and teach to others.
Right.
I know that you also are involved with the 4-H clubs. Can you tell us some of the activities you've done with them?
Well, the summer camp has been the biggest thing in working with them at the county fair, helping them get involved in the educational booths and things like that.
What changes have you noticed that have taken place in the Extension Homemakers through the years?
Well, I see that we're getting less members. That is one of the big problems that we have. And I think that all young women should get involved because this is where they learn a lot of things that they haven't been taught before about how to manage their homes and manage their finances.
Are there any other memories or experiences that you might want to share with us?
Well, there is so many memories over the 37 years that I've been in the Extension Service, but I think some of the most memorable things is when working at the fair and seeing people that have never accomplished anything can come and accomplish something themselves.
Well, Emily, we do thank you so much for your contribution to the Extension Homemakers, and we just really thank you for the time that you've spent with not only the clubs but with the 4-H'ers, and we thank you so much for sharing all of that with us today.
You're welcome.